Before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Moms Make Money Collective community, where we host free networking events every single month. If you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with other moms in business and build out your referral network, then go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking today and sign up for the free community. I hope to see you inside. All right, let's jump into the episode. As moms, we do not have unlimited time on our hands, so we need to be strategic with every moment that we get to work on our business. And that is why I'm a huge fan of utilizing the three email growth strategies I'm going to be sharing with you today. Now let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in. So number one, participate in collaborations. So if you listen to episode 11 of the podcast, you would know how big of a fan I am of participating in collaborations. If you haven't listened yet, go back and listen to that episode. It's great. I will make sure to link it in the show notes of the episode so you guys can go check it out. But I'm a big fan of participating in collaboration events like bundles and summits and podcast guesting to get in front of new audiences. And with participating in these events, not hosting, but with participating, it doesn't require a lot of extra time on your part, aside from like setting up the coupon code for your offer if you're doing a bundle, or recording a, 20 to 30 minute presentation for a summit and sending an email or two to your pre-existing list. So it's a lot less of a commitment than, say, hosting a collaboration. And it's really a surefire way to get more leads on your list in a short period of time, especially if you're doing a bundle. I found bundles to be way more lucrative in list growth than summits, but summits are still really great for authority building. So I love both of those options. And I think these collaborations are a great way to show up and not have to host your own thing, but still be able to get visible. The second option I have for you here is to host a pop-up podcast event or private podcast event. So as a podcast strategist, which is my bread and butter business, one of my secret list growth hacks is definitely pop-up podcasts, or these are otherwise known as private podcasts. You may know it as that. Now, organic growth from this won't likely be as lucrative as it would be from, say, like a bundle, of course, but you definitely can grow your list from private or pop-up podcasts without having to pour a ton of extra time or money into ads or affiliates, which you would have to do with these other list growth strategies. And I will say definitely takes a little more time up front than the first strategy that I mentioned. However, pop-up or private podcasts are great for bringing in high-quality leads who are ready to pull out their cards for your next offer. I hosted a private podcast back in November of 2022, so about a year ago, and it converted so well. I want to say I had like maybe 35 people sign up for the actual podcast itself. But of those 35 people, 4 people converted into my offer. Because it was a beta offer, it was $6.97, so it wasn't like high ticket, but it also wasn't low ticket either. And the private podcast really helped convert these people into the program and, you know, help them self-qualify. And then from there, they were able to apply and get accepted. And 4 people came from the private podcast, which I would consider a win when there was only like 30 to 35 people signed up. And lastly, you can do a freebie swap with another entrepreneur. So while this could be considered a collaboration of sorts, it's a lot more low-key than most email list building strategies out there and collaborations. Essentially, what this is you're partnering with one other person and you're sharing their free offer with your list, and then they are going and sharing your free offer with their list. It's really just a quick and easy way to add some new people to your email list without adding a bunch of extra work to your plate, because you probably already have this freebie ready. The collaboration partner probably already has the freebie ready. So just super simple way to kind of add some new eyes to your email list, which is always handy. So I would love to know, have you tried any of these list growth strategies yet? If so, which one did you like the best? If you haven't tried any of them yet, do you have a particular one that I mentioned that you're interested in testing out, you know, going into 2024? You can let me know over on Instagram. My handle is Moms Make Money Collective. And just an FYI, as this goes live, I am in the middle of my maternity leave. So I may be a slightly little bit slower to respond to your messages, but I promise I will get to them as soon as I can because I hate leaving messages unread. So I just wanted to say that in case I don't respond to you for a couple days. That is why. But anyway, I will see you guys in the next episode, and I hope you enjoyed this one. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.